Joining us now is one of my favorite play-by-play broadcasters. I'm a huge fan of his. In a world in which media members just like to attack each other and criticize each other and put each other down, mm-hmm. I'm the outlier there.
Sure you are.
In which I acknowledge when other people are really, really good at their jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think Ron Rucco is one of the best young, well, he's not that young, play-by-play guys in America today.
Yeah.
And he joins us now quickly as he gets ready for another Yankee game tonight, I believe. Ryan, it's Craig and Big Mac. How you been, buddy?
Very good. And you know, Craig, amongst your many talents, I've always thought you just have a keen ear for broadcasting and excellent taste, like really elite taste. So thank you for that.
Yeah. And listen, it's great that you're the voice of record now for George Lombard's first home run. If he has this stellar Yankee career, it all goes back to your call last night.
You know what? It actually, it's cool, right? Like, I mean, one of the things I love about doing what I do is you do. You get to be the soundtrack of moments, right? And and we all know. We all have moments as sports fans where part of our memory is the call that's associated with, right? And
for
like,
sure.
I guarantee I say that. There's in each of you guys, the way you know sports, the way you're fans, mm-hmm. there's calls running through your head, right? Like, for me, one of the first ones I think of is back at the track, at the wall, we are tied,
sure.
you know, from
Jim Leyritz.
Buck, right?
Yep.
For exactly, in 96, you know. And that's a responsibility that you take seriously as a play-by-play broadcaster, and you take it even more seriously here with this organization because you know there's history here, and you
for
know
sure.
those moments.
So then let me ask you this. When you're preparing for a night like last night, and probably even more so than the night before, you know, when Garcia gets his first crack at being a New York Yankee and obviously hits that home run, which gives them the lead, which was short-lived, I always wonder this. You know, do you go in where you've not scripted, but you've planned, hey, if he should hit a home run, obviously the circumstance is what it is, but I'm thinking about a call that's going to resonate, or is it completely off the cuff in the moment?
So I think it depends. It depends on the circumstance and the situation. I try and be thoughtful ahead of time, just in the sense of, like, when I'm calling at the end of a championship, right? Like, I want to know, okay, what would I like to say if it's an 8-point game and we're hitting triple zeros and it's not ending in some dramatic way, but I want to make a final call that's
right.
sticky. You know, when it comes to something like last night, the only thing I kind of knew going in is I'm not just going to give a generic call, right? I'm not going to say something benign. I want to try and come up with something that's unique and singular to the moment. I hadn't thought of the actual words I used, but I had thought about, I want to make sure I'm creative if he happens to homer today.
See, and that's,
you know,
how it sounded.
Like, with that, you think about it.
It didn't sound to me like he came to the park, he left the park, that specific phraseology was planned pregame. It just didn't sound that way.
Yeah, you are correct, Craig. I did not think of those specific words. The only thing I thought of was, like, hey, I'm going to want to say something different than I would on a regular home run.
Got it. And I assume that a little different with the Garcia home run, just because the gravitas of Lombard being the starting shortstop versus the acquisition
of a
trade, I would think that the thought process is different on those two.
Exactly. Like, you go into a game and you know. Now, I will say, as a game develops, sometimes you start to think about those things, right, where you're like, oh, I see something happening here. Like, let me start to be thoughtful, or let me think about how I might be able to put words together if something happens. I think with Garcia, you're kind of anticipating this would be like a welcome to the Bronx moment, and
right.
so you're gearing up for it, but you're not necessarily being as like presumptive going into it as you are mm-hmm. with a big star debuting the way you are with Lombard.
Is it true that you can confirm for us that Michael Kay is going into a studio today to record his version of it, just so he can be the voice of record?
My guy, Michael, would never do that.
Yeah.
I will say, for the record, Michael's been one of the greatest champions of my career. So when I have moments like that, he's genuinely happy for me, which I appreciate.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've had a ton of them. I can tell you as a Yankee fan who watches all the games, there's like a little thing going around Yankee fans, the amount of incredible games you've had. You had the Herman perfect game, obviously. The other one that jumps out at me is the end of the Aaron Hicks diving catch, end of the game.
Yeah.
That back and forth wild game in Minnesota. You step into this one, like you've had a little bit of luck in the games you've had. Two very memorable games called by Ryan Rucco.
No doubt, man. I'm lucky in that regard, and it's funny. Even this year, you know, I do 17, 18, 20 games, whatever it is. And I was talking to Joe Lee yesterday, who's a longtime clubhouse attendant here with the Yankees. And I was saying, it's funny, man. I feel like I've stepped in, you know what, every game I've done this year, some crazy's happened or it's been a debut. I had Cole's return from Tommy John. I had Freed's return. I had Judge's walk off. I had the wild game the other night with Garcia and then Lombard debuting. And he saw me in the clubhouse before, and he's like, "Dude, you were just talking about this. Didn't that guy hit the home run?"
It's true.
Like, what is going on with you, man? Yeah. I was like, I
will say this.
I'm a magnet for drama.
You really are.
I never called you on it because you know how much of a fan I am, but when I did those three games, Yankees-Rangers 2 years ago, word got back to me, although I did it on the radio, that you called up Yes and said, "Whew, my job's safe."
You know what, Greg? Some calls you don't have to make.
also very, 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 very true. Have you ever done football or no?
Yeah, I have. I have. And I did a lot of it when I was first starting out my career post-college, post-Fordham. I was doing some college football for ESPN, and then I was doing some NFL on radio for ESPN, and I still would do it periodically up until about, I guess, like 7-8 years ago. And then, honestly, the basketball slate just grew so much that it didn't allow the space for that anymore. And it was like, okay, do you want to do one random college football game in the middle of your kind of like WNBA playoffs, NBA season? And it's like, okay, is that worth it? But I love football, man, and I love calling it.
Yeah, it's also interesting. Like, you talk about great moments happening for you in the Yankee games you've done. You know, you're the voice of the WNBA with it at its highest popularity in the 40 years that it's existed or so. So, again, it's like you're there. You're the voice of record for all the great moments, whether they be Caitlin Clark or A.J. Wilson or whomever it is. You know, you're the, pardon this comparison, I think you'll appreciate it, you are the Mike Breen of the WNBA, and that you have a lot of eyeballs on that these days.
No question, man. It's a role I love, I cherish. I joke with Caitlin all the time. I say, you know, you've been really impactful on my career because you introduced me to a bigger audience. You know, I got to be the person documenting her Final Four runs where we're doing 20 million viewers.
That's right. You did the tournament also. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So like to have that kind of consistency and be embedded in that community as it's, you know, risen to the popularity that it has. It's awesome, man. You know, you want people, when you do this work, you want people to consume it. It just makes it more fun. It makes you feel more alive. So yeah,
of course, I
love that I've gotten that chance.
Like, and you know what the TV audience is going to be. We all read the papers. We all know our ratings. And yes, if I'm doing a game, I'm going to try to do it the same way. If it's an empty gym or if I got 10 million people watching it, but there's an extra level, not agita, but there's how do I describe it for the audience? There's an extra sense. There's an understanding. It's tangible when you're broadcasting. Yeah. I don't care what kind of broadcast you're doing. There's a tangible feeling this particular game or moment is bigger than the average one. And they're not all the time. Like last night was special. Lombard's home run, obviously his family being there, the crowd's going bonkers. That was a special regular season moment. And that not every game is built the same. And you can feel that as a broadcaster for sure.
No doubt. You can feel it. And I know you guys feel that too when you're coming on the air after certain moments,
100%.
Right? And you're doing certain shows, you know. I only wish that I knew Big Mac was here last night because I'm a huge fan of your work.
There you go.
I've listened to you for a long time, and I was listening to you guys actually on the drive-in today.
Yeah, I was going to ask
and
you this.
I was, you know, and by the way, ironically, Tyler Kepner just walked by me, so I could have introduced him to Craig. But I wish I would have seen the whole, you know, throw up gate that happened in the press box with you.
Well, I was going to ask you if I'm stepping out of bounds here because
eating shrimp in the press box.
Well,
yes,
no. they gave shrimp. Just telling the story because Cuddy, and again, I don't know him at all, but he just popped up. I think, and he wasn't insulting me at all. He wasn't mean or anything. He caught a whiff of something and was trying to figure out what it was. But he stood up and stared right at me, and I'm just wondering, like, what's the etiquette there? Do I, because you could pick up conversation. Like, so as I was talking about it, I was thinking, I wonder if that's like a sacred place that I shouldn't be giving names and saying things. So I'm just curious, like, because you can have conversations about people. You can have conversations about a story you're going to write. You can have conversations how you feel about a particular player. So I wanted to just make sure I wasn't stepping out of bounds telling stories from the press box.
No. Inbounds. Very inbounds. Okay. Somebody, you know, I mean, I think nothing wrong there. Now, if you were overhearing something else, we might have a different conversation. But like, I think benign enough, plus you were directly involved, you were a principal figure, like had to be examined on the air, plus you just needed Craig's feedback, you needed a real breakdown there, so nothing wrong with that. Good. If it was on the plane, I'd say, okay, all things on the plane we don't want to share on the air,
correct.
But everything else is okay.
By the way, he also doesn't understand, now that he's the co-host of the afternoon show on WFAN, that as long as it's before the game starts, or maybe after the game or in a commercial break, he's allowed to go say hi and introduce himself to you.
I don't want to bother people. I didn't get there until after the game started. Like, I should have went and said hello.
Michael Kane and I have a history, like when I did the three games and I saw Michael in the press area, he was very gracious. We said hi. We're cordial.
Of course.
It's okay to introduce yourself to people.
I know, but again, it's not like they're in the studios doing the show, whatever. I'm literally doing the game. I'm just sitting in the press box kind of like by myself, sitting again two seats away from Tyler Kepner all by my lonesome. I don't want to go bother. I don't want to go again. And I got there in the middle of the first inning as
and
well.
And you got shrimp.
Running right out of here. Time for shrimp, not time for a little. But I'm not going to go bother during the broadcast.
I just want
to
say, you ate the shrimp I stayed away from. I'm just letting you know.
You've been there more often than I have.
But they do a great job.
Oh,
like
they
it's high level. The shrimp, it was Taco Tuesday. There were some meat options there that I thought were better.
Yes. By the way, you're a well-traveled broadcaster. We've all stayed enough Motel 6s on the road. We know when not to get the shrimp. It's like when he gets...
That's right.
I'll tell you a funny story. Boomer and I once, we went down to a Monday Night Football game in Washington when there was still the Redskins. And we took the Amtrak, the Acela down there, right? And then I guess back then, there was like a food and beverage car where you could actually get dinner. So I'm looking at the menu. It's like only four or five options.
Right.
And Boomer gets whatever he gets. And I go, I think the tilapia would be a good order. Obviously, it wasn't. It was a very tough trip home. So don't get the tilapia on Amtrak. I can tell you that.
No. Yeah, I'd say just like fish in general on Amtrak. Probably want to stay away from.
Yeah, I didn't know any better. Anyhow, we'll look forward to seeing you tonight. I appreciate a few minutes. And I also just saved you because now you don't have to come on the morning show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I told Jerry he can cancel you as a guest now, okay?
All right. Well, hey, I would have been happy to do it. If Jerry wants me, I'm still available to him, but keep up the great work, guys. And Big Mac, next time you're here, please come by and say hi. And Craig, thanks always for the kind words, man. It always gets back to me, and I appreciate it.
Appreciate you back. Be good. Have a good broadcast tonight. Take care.
Thanks, fellas.
All right. See you,
the great Ryan Rucco. There you go. All right. So he did not plan those exact words, but he had thought prior to the game that there might be something special tonight, so just be ready for the moment. That's honest.